I want to say good morning to everyone. Welcome. Welcome all those who are visiting today. Good to see yous here as well. And yeah, it's a great privilege we have to be here again this morning. Get up and be able to wake up to a new day, a beautiful day, beautiful summer day. And I believe that having the Word of God in our hands is a great privilege as well. When we think of many areas in the world, different countries that don't have the Word or may only have a small portion of it, God help us to treasure the Bible and all that we have. We've got so many in our homes, and yeah, when we think of the availability of it here in Canada and the free country freedoms we have, God help us to be rooted. For this morning, a couple thoughts. I've been thinking about holiness the last little while, and so I'm gonna write it on the board, and I'd like your thoughts as well. I'm not a Bible scholar by all means, so I say I welcome your thoughts, everyone here, to the study here today. What is holiness? And looking at 1 Peter 1, verse 13 to 16 is where I'm going to be zooming in on a little bit, and welcome your thoughts as well on some other verses. So, not sure that you can read that. So when we think of holiness, what comes to your mind when you think of holiness? Peter here is addressing, or he's speaking to the Jews, I believe, encouraging them. I'll read verse 13 to 16, and then we can go from there. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end, for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, Be ye holy, for I am holy. And we could probably go further. I mean, there's lots to be said on holiness, but the definition of holiness, what comes to your mind when you think of holy or holiness? Some words that we could use in place of that, or definition, meaning, I believe there's a number of words that would describe that. Is there any that come to your mind? What did God mean when he said, Be holy, for I am holy? What does that mean for us today? I'd like to get some on the board. Yes, that's a good one. No sin. Godlikeness. Okay, those are all good. I was thinking set apart, which I believe this is all in the same category, or definitely a lot of those will cover some of that. Set apart, dedicated to belong to. Leviticus, it talks about, I believe it's Leviticus 26:12 talks about, I believe God was speaking to, was it the Israelites? I am the Lord your God, and meaning that we belong to Christ or to God. And thinking of that as a child of God, I believe that everyone who has claimed the blood, every believer is called to a life of holiness. So yeah, those are definitely some good ones. Thanks for that. What does it mean to be holy? Verse 15 and 16, I guess it's verse 16 is what I had been focusing on, but we'll look at 13 through 16. Speaks of, wherefore gird up the loins of your mind, be sober. I think we need that more than ever today in the day and age that we're living in. And some translations might read a little different than that. This is a King James that I read. NIV speaks about prepare your minds for action. When you think of society today and everything in the world today, we definitely need to keep our focus. There's so many things that would wanna take our eyes or distract us in this life, but preparing our minds for action, be self-controlled. Another version, exercise self-control. I guess that is definitely keep sober in spirit. All of those referring to be on guard and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Christ. I believe that if we can endure, I believe this is speaking about the life that we're the race that we're running, or the life that we live today, and if we can be faithful and to keep going and keep our focus on Jesus Christ. I had a couple thoughts here as I was looking at some of these things, holiness, and some things that I found. What does it mean to when he asks us to be holy? Romans 8 talks about not walking after the flesh, but follow after the Spirit, and I believe that's one chapter, one verse. I'd like to also ask what verses come to your mind as you think of holiness. There's a lot of different places in the Word that speak of holiness, and I'd like to ask, what verses do you think of when you think of holiness or to be holy? Are there some off the top that you can quote, or we can go there? I believe there is a mic available for anyone who would want to comment. Okay. Looking at 14, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance. I think we're called out of darkness into the marvelous light. I think of when I read stuff like that, when I'm reading verse 14, you know, obedience is definitely another one that I believe is important. If we don't obey God's commandments or His promises, I believe that we can't live a life of holiness. Are there any thoughts on that, Alvin?
Maybe I'm going to back up a little, but when you put the word on and ask for what word comes to your mind for holiness, the first thing that comes to my mind is Isaiah chapter 6. I could read a few verses maybe.
Sure.
I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above it stood seraphim. Each one had six wings. With two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one cried to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And it goes on, and there's more things there. Made me think of, I think our view of God changes drastically how we live our life. That was the first thing I thought of.
Thank you. Yes, thanks. Ron in the back there.
Now that holiness word is an intimidating word. It's often connected to God. And we know we'll never be like God. Or at least I hope so. And then, but does holiness not mean the same as sanctified? The Bible talks about when we're born again, we're sanctified. And we receive all of the goodness of God and the promises of God applied to us when we're saved, even though we, depending where we start off, we may be far from what God wants us to be. So I guess my question would be is, holiness isn't necessarily a positional word, but it's a progressional word. And God is asking us to endeavor to live like him in the world. And by default, then, God will call us holy. I know that's my perspective on it. I've been reading a lot in Ephesians this last while, and Ephesians 3:16 says, "He would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with the might by his Spirit in the inner man." And I believe if we can experience that and that's a reality in our life, we will by default be holy people.
Yes, you're right. I believe that sanctified and holiness is probably pretty much the same thing. It's In our walk, I believe that holiness is one of those things that through the blood of Christ on our lives or in our lives, He has made us holy. He is or sanctified. Thanks for those thoughts. Definitely welcome that because, like I say, I don't feel like I qualify or that I'm a Bible scholar by all means. Thanks for that. I was also thinking about, I came across one question, or I guess it was a little study that I found or whatever, but one question was, how can we be holy within an immoral society? What are your thoughts on that? I believe that we live in a time where we definitely need to be connected. But I'd like to hear some of your thoughts on that. John?
In Hebrews 12, in verse 12, it says, "Therefore strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather healed. Follow peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord, looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many be defiled." Just referring back to making straight paths for our feet, in answer to your question, I suppose a lot could be said about what that means to make straight paths for our feet, but the encouragement is, you know, we're on a way that we could, if we're not careful, you know, that which is lame, that which is vulnerable in our life, if we don't make straight paths, it could become dislocated and injured. So, yeah, make straight paths for our feet.
Yes, thank you for that. Anyone else? Mike, go ahead.
I think we need to be convinced that the blood of Christ is able to cleanse us, and God's Spirit is able to keep us no matter what no matter what the environment is. But if we can control our environment, that's one thing. But God's Spirit and God is greater than evil. And so we don't have to worry that God's grace isn't going to quite reach us in 2050, because it will.
Yes, very good. Thanks for that. Alvin.
Ephesians 1, verse 4, "Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world." That, I think that's the key, the "in him," "that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glory, of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved." I think this, the secret in holiness is God himself, is Jesus Christ himself. We are outside of the gospel, we won't be holy. Outside of the saving grace of Jesus Christ, there will be no strength, no power. There will be nothing in us to be holy. And, you know, at the end of the day, he gets the glory and the credit, because we are in him, as he says here.
Yes, very good. Thanks for that. I came across a number of things as well in my study, and yeah, that is definitely correct. There's anything outside of Christ can't be called holy. There's a lot of other religions, there's a lot of other practices nowadays, you know, people, you know, might be very modest, and whether they're whatever religion they are a part of, they would appear to be holy, or they would say that they are, but I believe that unless they have Christ within in the vessel, I don't believe that it's possible to to attain that or have that. Some of the benefits or the purpose of holiness, I came across some of those as well. Maybe I should write a few of them on the board. So the purpose of holiness is for what? Can you think of a few things that would come to your mind that I could write down on the board? I have about five things listed on my paper, but I'm sure there's a lot more. But what are a few of them that come off the top? Go ahead, Wayne.
To represent God.
To represent God. Good, thank you. Ron?
And bless his people.
Bless his people. Did you have your hand up? Okay, to glorify God. Anyone else? 2 Timothy talks about 2 Timothy 2:20-26 in there, to be useful and effective for God's purposes. Is there any others? Mike?
It's necessary for us to be holy to see the Lord. I believe Jonathan read that verse about without holiness we can't see the Lord.
Yes, thank you. Also, I had to be at peace or to live at peace with God. Would be another one. To please God and produce the fruit of an obedient life, Ephesians 5:1-17. I believe all of those are the purpose of a life of holiness. I believe that. Go ahead, John.
Thinking of 1 Corinthians 6 as well, do you not know that your bodies are the members of Christ? And then he goes on the whole dialogue of sexual immorality. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. And because of that, he says to flee sexual immorality. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit? You were bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, I believe there's quite a bit to say on that. The works of the flesh, or to flee from that. Is last Sunday we had a Bible study on temptation and guarding our thoughts, and I believe very true. What we allow into our minds, or what we entertain, like the thoughts, the things that we. I had one here. What we allow in our minds affects not only our thinking, but also our behavior. It's to flee from that. Holiness is definitely something that we need to If we're in Christ, then all these other things. If a person's life is hidden Christ, so to speak, then I believe that a lot of these other things will become dim, or they're not as attractive. They won't be as attractive because we have a much greater hope. We have a much greater reward when we think of the future. Galatians 5:13-26. A fruit-filled life results from following the Holy Spirit. If we allow ourselves to be led by the Spirit, I believe that he has made us holy when we accept Christ and true repentance, I believe, is very important. Holiness starts with I've found that as well, and I need to write things down, otherwise I can't keep it all. But James 4:1-10, there it also speaks about true repentance. If we're not true or honest with ourselves when we come to the cross, God can't bless. God won't bless a life, or He won't bless that to the point where we can experience some of those things. Another one was clothing ourselves with holiness. Colossians 3, 1-17, and I think it talks about putting off the old and putting on the new, and we're made a new creature in Christ. Is there any other thoughts on what we've discussed, or even like to add to the purpose of? First John chapter 2:1-2, I believe is a key to all this holiness. I'll just read it here. My little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And He is a propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. What I see there is the key to holiness is only, and it's only through the blood of Christ is the only way that we can be made holy and be found. There's so much to be said on that, living holy lives. There's also, 1 Peter 1:13-16, and at chapter 1 right through to chapter 2 to verse 12, I believe, speaks of that as well. But yeah, putting off or putting away, like the things we deal with in the flesh. You know, there's quite a list, as some of you have found some of those verses to be putting those things off. And yeah, I believe that we live in a time and an age where, society definitely doesn't promote that. We're called to be a separate people. We're called to be set apart, and I think more so. Well, I believe that even back in those days, when Peter was writing this, I believe that there was much. There was all kinds of immorality back then already. I don't know that it's can say that it's really changed from then to now. Sometimes in my mind, I think that, you know, how could the world have been so corrupt even back then? But at the time of Noah and the flood, I guess, yeah, we can read as well that man was evil and his thoughts were continually evil. Yeah, is there any other thoughts on that? Go ahead, Ron.
You've mentioned it a few times here, and I should ask the question, but often when the church talks about holiness, they refer to it as an environmental thing. And if you read history, lots of people have tried to change their environment, you know, start up their own thing and move off to a safe place, and by default then hope to become holy people. And if you read history, that's happened lots and lots of times. There, people will be driving by here and say, well, we've done the same thing, right? But that's not so much. My point is, holiness is an experience that we have personally with God despite of our environment. And I think as it's being born again, being sanctified, and I believe when you get a group of believers together, the environment by default will change, but I think there is a snare in that theology, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but oftentimes Christian people, in an effort to be holy, have tried to change their environment. And in several years, they realize, well, we're still struggling with the same things we were back when we were going to be this way, whatever way that is. And I guess I'd be interested in your perspective on that. Like, is holiness, does it have anything to do with your environment? Even if you grew up in a good place, are the principles of holiness still not exactly the same? By default, not environmental.
Well, that is a good question. Like I say, I'm not a Bible scholar, but I guess, and what your question then, holiness, you know, speaking about our environment, my thoughts on that, I guess, I believe that, you know, that is somewhat out of somewhat out of our control when we're in this world or whatever, and we're called to be set apart. But then, yes, when you have believers together, I believe it will change. Your environment will definitely change, but I guess I'm thinking on a broader scope, just, you know, being out in the world today. I believe that we're called to be to live a life of holiness. And yeah, sorry, I don't have a better answer for you. I should put that one on the floor, or see if anybody else would want to comment on that. I was going to say Wayne. Sorry. Matt.
I think holiness is a very complex thing. But it is an attribute of God. And the only way that anyone or anything can have it is if God gives it to them. And there is a certain aspect of that is taught over and over in the Old Testament of holiness being transferred from people to objects, from objects to people. And if the object or the person that comes in contact with holiness isn't sanctified or ordained of God to be able to contact holiness to that degree, it ruins that person or object. It's the end of them. Kind of having trouble getting my thoughts together to really say what I'm thinking, but I think I'll leave it up for now.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for that. Yeah, I agree. It is definitely, you know, like you said, it's probably a tough one to nail down as far as, you know, what is it exactly. I definitely believe that, yeah, holiness, the only way that holiness is found is through Jesus Christ. It's through his blood. There's no other way. I had written that down as well. It's only through the blood of Christ. There's nothing else. Doesn't matter what other religion, what have we out there, can't be found. Jesus Christ alone, and him only. Is there any other thoughts on this?
I might just share briefly, maybe expand a bit on what Matt shared. Another phrase that's often used in the Old Testament is sanctified, you know, where they would sanctify vessels or sanctify garments. And I think the general meaning is simply they would set it apart to God for a special purpose, and it became sanctified. And then also in relation to what Ron shared, there's an interesting verse in Philippians 2. He says, "Do all things," in verse 14, "do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation among whom you shine as lights in the world." So the key phrase there is in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Not up on a mountain secluded by ourselves somewhere, but in the midst we shine as lights.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, we had talked about that a little bit earlier. Sanctified meaning could be the same thing. So holiness, I believe, is also a lifelong, like in our walk as we go through life. I believe that that's a lifelong thing, is it not? To be sanctified is to, I'm not sure if I can get my thoughts together, to work at something on a daily basis. Holiness is, would you agree, is the same as well. As we go through life, it's a lifelong Christ. Or the blood of Christ on our lives on a continual basis. But yeah, I feel like I'm not the one qualified to speak on these things. But those were some thoughts that I came up with, and I think we do well to dwell on those things, trying to maintain. I think I didn't write it on the board, but purity is one as well. And I think some of you quoted some of those verses that would refer to that as well. But holiness, I would see no sin or purity, meaning the same thing, keeping ourselves pure. Wayne.
I think I remember one thing that has been said about holiness. The difference between what a Pharisaic holiness and holiness we ought to see is, or follow, is that the Pharisee looked at holiness as a standard, as an achievement he had accomplished, whereas we ought to look at holiness as a goal to press forward to.
Yes, very good. Thanks. Okay, well, that's pretty much all I have. Time's moving on as well. Yeah, thanks for your thoughts on that as well. And let's keep pressing on. Strive, as it says, one verse speaks about, I press towards the mark. The prize of, can't quote it now, but definitely thinking of that as we go through life to keep on keeping on.